Hang about. It's our weekly catch-up with the National Party's Denise Lee.
Hi, Denise. How are we going?
Kia ora. How are you doing?
I am good. Very good, in fact. How about you?
Yeah, no, good, thank you. Just trucking along. It's a nice sunny Friday, but heart goes out to the Southlanders, though. I mean, it's really hard to believe how crazy their weather pattern is compared to ours.
Yeah, I mean, we're having an amazing time in Auckland at the minute, and I just can't even imagine what it's like.
Yeah, you feel guilty to enjoy the sunshine, to be honest.
Yeah. I didn't think I was going to get that today, but I've got a little guilt on my shoulders. Should we jump into it?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. So Simon Bridges, he's made some comments about the Waitangi Tribunal and kind of making comments that it should eventually one day, very vaguely, be disestablished. And although he did say it was a long way off, it did bring quite a bit of critique. Could you give us kind of a rundown of that?
Well, sure, and the context, Laura, because it's all to do with once historical grievances, once settlements have been settled. So at that point, you'd have to ask yourself, well, what would the role of the Waitangi Tribunal be once that's done? Mm. So just very much be clear and keep in mind that we're still very keen on a strong involvement of Māori in government, partnership with iwi and hapū, an intention to acknowledge and include their voice. But once we have those historical grievances settled, what would be the role of the Waitangi Tribunal? We're questioning that.
I have, because I, in my time at university, it's been a little while now, I took a Te Ao Māori paper, and one of the conversations that did come up in that paper was what actually happens to the Waitangi Tribunal once all these things kind of, once all the settlements have kind of been processed to some degree. They said their kind of thoughts on it were that it should kind of shift and change with the needs of Māori people in New Zealand. What do you think about that perspective?
Sorry, shift and change with the what of Māori people?
With the needs of Māori people. Because it's one of those...
Sure, Laura. I mean, whether the tribunal itself shifts and changes, I'm not sure, but the way that Māori are represented in government or involved in government or in partnership, that is what we think needs to shift and change. The actual mechanical tribunal itself, we're just saying, hey, it'd be at that point, when all those settlements are done, at that point, it'd be time for a new way to envision things.
Do you understand the kind of pushback that does come with that in terms of concerns that maybe this will lessen the voice that Māori have in terms of kind of pushing back legally?
Yeah, like, sure, I can imagine concerns if you can't see, feel, hear and sense the way that we're talking about this, our discussions and our intention and our really strong position is that we will have involvement of Māori in government, we'll have that partnership, there will be acknowledgement and inclusion and even better ways to represent Māori voice. We're just commenting about the way in which it's done and acknowledging that things can always improve and change.
Do you have any kind of ideas in National yet as to how that might shift to better include that voice?
Yeah, no, look, it's too early to say, oh, look, it's not the tribunal, but it's going to be this. We've got to get through all the treaty settlements, obviously, and that's a priority and should be for any government. And it's something that is utterly crucial to iwi's future. And, you know, that's first things first.
I'll shift on to the kind of partnership situation that National is looking at the minute. So, obviously, Simon Bridges has ruled out a potential partnership with New Zealand First. Could you tell us a bit about why?
Well, it's quite simple. We don't believe that we can trust them and have a constructive working relationship. Mm. And if you want a really good example of that, when we were negotiating, as we all remember, Winston held the cards, and then for weeks we were all trying to figure out which way Winston was going to go, and he's racing in one door and then running down the hall and racing into another, negotiating with Labor and Greens and us. Mm. Right when that's going on and we truly were negotiating in good faith with him, laid out all our stuff, he laid out all his, he was suing National MPs and staff. Mm. Didn't say anything, didn't do anything. So we just have had over a number of years, a number of incidents, issues recently that we don't think there can ever be a constructive, trusting relationship. The 2020 and post-2020 election coalition forming time. And so we're saying to New Zealanders, if you want a National-led government, vote for National.
Mm. How much do you think commonality of interests is important when it comes to coalition parties?
Well, sure. But there should be commonality of interests of New Zealanders, if I can phrase it that way. So I don't think political parties have to just say, hey, how many times can we sing Kumbaya?
Mm.
It's how many times can we say, right, we're willing to compromise, negotiate, work together, be constructive, trust each other, because we really do think that that's going to produce a great outcome for New Zealanders.
Mm.
And we're saying that with New Zealand first, if we can't even fundamentally, good faith negotiate with them without them suing us in secret in the background, I mean, come on, that's just... Think of that in a personal context. If you were doing a business deal with someone, and then you find out later on that literally they're lawyering up in the background, it's bizarre.
Mm. I might just jump back to our last topic. Sorry to do this to you, Denise, but I just got a text in, if you don't mind answering it.
Yep.
So someone just in regards to the Waitangi Tribunal, they've texted in and said, who decides when historical grievances are over? And the role of the tribunal is also to check breaches of treaty. That role will never end.
Yeah, well, in terms of checking breaches, I would imagine that there'd be some sort of Crown law ability to if there's a contract the contract as in a settlement.
Mm.
I'm sure that the government can come up with a way to honour a contract or a legal document. So I don't think it necessarily has to be the tribunal in that instance.
Mm.
But the point's well taken. I don't think that that interpreting how a law has been undertaken will ever stop. That'd be something that could be worked through, but I just don't think in this context it has to be. There will be a day, Laura, where there's full and final settlement. That's our policy. We think for all of New Zealand's sake, there must be a time when settlements are done, and for the sake of Māori, that they know exactly where they stand and what they have achieved and accomplished in the settlement process, and then move on from there.
Mm. Well, I mean, I'm sure that is something we could talk about for a long time, but we'll shift on to our last topic here in terms of the resurgence of the Māori Party, potentially. Is the Māori Party something that the National Party might be considering working with?
Yeah, well, obviously we've done that before for many years, and we'd be open to doing it again.
Mm.
And it was a really good partnership. We worked together on treaty settlements, a lot of them, and really successfully so. We had some great treaty settlement ministers that worked with many iwi and hapu, and we created whānau ora. So there's a lot of constructive history there, and we were really, really sad to see them not successful at the last election, and if they're gearing back up again, we wish them all the best.
I am curious what your thoughts are about their reluctance to potentially go into a coalition. This is recent commentary from them with the National Party. So Maori Party President Shea Wilson, he's said that the perception and reputation by aligning with National affected them, and that he's made it quite clear that aligning with National would not be their first choice. What do you think of that?
Yeah, well, look, they're open, and he's open. Well, you know, he can say whatever he likes at this stage, but we all know that many, many months in politics can create many, many changes. And I don't know the context, I'll be honest with you, Laura, in which he has said that, whether he's had hui with his party, and that's an official stance. I'm not personally sure, but I'd be very curious to see whether over the passage of time that does become something that is endorsed by the entire Māori Party as it stands. I mean, definitely personnel and parties change, feelings and outlooks changed. We're just very clear where we are right now, and that is that we've been constructive with them before, and we'd be open to being constructive with them again.
After they didn't make it into Parliament last election, there were quite a few people who pointed to the coalition with National being part of the reason why votership turned away from the Māori Party. Do you think that's a fair comment?
Look, no, I don't think it is. Having said that, though, in other circumstances, minor parties do face a problem when they're working with the big parties. And look at New Zealand First. So they're consistently polling, what, 2 to 3%? And that's a long way to get to the 5 that they need. So it isn't easy for the minor parties, but the Māori Party, of course, when they partnered with us, had a really wonderful track record of getting things done. And, you know, we'd invite anyone to have a look at the track record of what this Labor government, Labor-led government's getting done for Māori. You know, it wasn't all rosy red up at Waitangi this week. There's a few things that that local iwi were asking for traction on.
What are some of those things?
Well, definitely education outcomes are not tracking in the right direction. They were much better under our government. So if you look at education outcomes for Māori young people, there's also... in regards to the NEET, you know, not an employment and education and training stats. I tell you what is going well, though, is Shane Jones' slush fund and certain projects up in Northland. They seem to be getting fully funded. Whether, you know, I'd say, are we seeing the woods for the trees? Are the real big fundamental outcomes like education achievement for young people? Let's talk about those stats.
I'll shift on to my last question of the day here. So my personal one. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. I've got the seatbelt on.
Good, good. You're going to need it for this one. No, I'm not. I'm not going to take you for too hard a ride. My question is, are you watching the New Zealand Bachelorette?
Hell yeah.
Are you,
oh,
really?
Are you kidding?
Oh, you're the only person in the newsroom right now with.
Or that's willing to admit it.
Oh, well, I would say Ben probably actually is.
I was just going to say, go ask Ben again when you're off air. I know Ben is like front row seat.
Ben, she says she knows you're watching.
Right now. He's got the popcorn out. Three nights a week.
Do you have anyone you're rooting for?
Oh, hey, look, I actually know the mole guy, Daryl.
Oh, I think everyone in New Zealand knows at least one of the guys on The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
I know one,
yeah,
too.
Don't you love it? I love that.
I love it. We all just talk about that one person we know and give our opinion on him.
Yeah, no. He's got the best voice in New Zealand. Well, he does voiceovers.
Better than two?
Oh, yeah. No, I reckon.
Ooh, that is quite the claim.
Yeah, no. Just take another listen. He's good.
Okay. I'll trust you.
No, so I think, plus, Daryl does those comedy shows with like Lee Hart in there. He's just a crack up. He's a good guy. He's real funny.
Okay. I'll have to check him out myself.
Yeah, okay. So you'll be grabbing the popcorn?
Absolutely. Well, mainly the wine. That's my go-to when I watch some reality TV. I'm looking forward to catching up with you next week, Denise, and you'll have to give me an update on what you think of this coming episode of Bachelorette.
All right, okay. I'll prep for that.
Okay. Talk to you then.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
The National Party's Denise Lee on 95 BFM.